The Yankees looking to close the Red Sox lead to 2.5 games in the AL East. Game one of a doubleheader after the 16-inning marathon on Saturday. We'll take it to the top of the fourth, Clint Frazier at the plate.
And the pitch is grounded too short. Bobbled by Bogaerts, no play. Hey, that happens all the time because Bogaerts was going to look to see, can I get a double play? He wouldn't. It was a slow ground ball. So he just took his eyes off for a moment, bobbled it. That you could see. Runners lead, first and second. Pitch is lined to left field. There is a base hit. Going to send the runner. The throw home is going to be not in time. Frazier beat the rap. I thought he was going to be out. Benintendi had the ball in mid left, maybe shallow left. He threw a one hop peg, but Frazier put on the speed and slid across. A base hit and an RBI for Torres. And boy, Frazier really showed me something. Swung on and driven to right field down the line. It is gone. A bullet line drive round the pesky pole. Yes, indeedy. Didi Gregorius makes Yankee fans euphorious. He homers to right, and the Yankees take a 3-0 lead. Now the 2-2 struck him out swinging. Now Sabathia again pitches his way through minor problems and holds the Yankee 3-run lead. No runs. 1-2 struck him out swinging, breaking ball again.
3-0 Yankees is your final score. The Red Sox were 0-for-11 with runners in scoring position this game. They've now lost 6 of their last 8. CC Sabathia gets the win, 6 innings, no runs on 2 hits with 3 strikeouts. Joe Girardi and the Yankees able to pull it off in game 1 of the doubleheader against the Red Sox as they win 3-0. Here's Girardi on the victory.
He did a really good job today to give us 6 strong innings like he did and to shut them down. It was a very good offensive club. I mean, it's what we needed. He wanted to go back out for the 7th. I think if he had not went on the DL and was built up a little more, I probably would have sent him out.
How much did he campaign for that?
Well, he just asked, and I just told him. I said, no, you know, we got a long ways to go, and, you know, you were up to 83 the last time in this simulated game. 95 is a pretty big jump, so let's let Clip start with a clean inning.
Joe, you look at the way he started the game, got himself into a little bit of trouble in the first inning and the second inning, walking guys. As he's going through those 2 innings, are you thinking to yourself, what's going to happen here? Is he going to be able to give us a little bit of distance?
I still felt good because the outs he was getting was ground balls. And he was getting, you know, and you can count on some double plays if there's some runners on. And he wasn't necessarily throwing a ton of pitches. I think he was about at 33 or 35 after 2 innings. So he was still fairly economical.
It was nice to win 2 in a row again.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time. So really good, especially after the difficult loss that we had Friday night for our guys to respond the way they did. It's really good.
How big an argument it was for Clippard and for Chapman?
Just big. You know, they built on, you know, their outings last night. Obviously, we won't have them for the second game today, but really big. Clip did a really good job, and so did Chappie. And you know, those were big innings.
Joe, I know you're in a difficult spot, and you used Chapman 3 days in a row before, but any hesitation to putting him out there 3 days
sure.
in a row?
There was. We talked, you know, a couple different times, and I had a couple. I talked to him, Larry talked to him, Hart talked to him, and, you know, he kept reassuring us he was okay. Well, he can reassure me tomorrow, but he won't pitch.
What did you say to him after the 6th inning? It's that you went over to talk to him.
I told him he was done.
No, I mean to Chapman, sorry.
Oh, I was making sure he was okay. Yeah.
How much better do you feel going into the next game knowing that you didn't have to use all that many pieces in the bullpen?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're going to count on some young guys, so we need some distance from Tanaka tonight. Because you're probably going to stay away from Warren. You're probably going to stay away from Betances. You know, you don't necessarily have a Clippard or a Chapman. Some young guys, and Greeny too. So young guys are going to have to step up. But, you know, we're in decent shape. We didn't have to use too many pieces, and you got some guys that can give you some length down there.
And who closes?
I don't know.
Is there a common denominator with how well you got? I mean, starters, relievers have pitched against the Red Sox this season.
No, I don't necessarily think so. I think they've just made pitches is the bottom line. I haven't really seen anything that's they're doing any different necessarily than you see in some other starts or bullpen outings.
It's pretty remarkable when you look at the fact that the Red Sox are just 2-for-51 with runners in scoring position against you. Is that just a testament to that pitching staff making pitches?
It's making pitches is what it is when you have to, and locating in big situations.
Joe, where does CC's 95 come from?
You know, I don't know. You know, sometimes I don't know if it's legit. You know, I thought he was throwing pretty hard today. You know, obviously you're in front of the TV, and I don't know if it matched up, but probably the rest, George. He hit it a couple times the other day, too, we had. And we felt that he was too strong.
So what is he going on with Judge?
He's just missing some pitches. You know, he's a little bit off, which we knew at some point he'd probably go through that a little bit. He'll get back on track.
So outside of the home run by Holiday, he's struggled a little bit since he's been back. Is there any concern about his health or, you know?
No, I just think it's probably rustiness.
Nope.
I will, though.
Is Choi giving you a little bit of stability at first base?
Yeah,
at least
he's done a good job in his opportunities, so we need that to continue from him.
An impressive day for CC Sabathia as he improves to 8-3. He goes six innings, allowing no runs on two hits with three strikeouts. Here's what he had to say about his performance.
They just told me to be ready just in case, so... you know, I just started preparing myself mentally.
How much does that change your preparation when you originally think you're pitching in the Minnesota series and then you kind of have to figure out what you're doing against the Red Sox?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I pitch against these guys so much. You know, we pretty much have a game plan, but, no, I mean, you know, it was just moving it up a day. So, you know, I felt good. I hadn't pitched in a long time, so I wanted to get back out there.
Romine said he felt like your slider was really good today. Did you feel like that as well?
Yeah, it was good. You know, I just couldn't figure out, you know, where to start it on the outside corner. You know, just a little rusty. So, I mean, that's maybe why, you know, I had the five walks. But overall, I mean, I felt like it was good for me.
Stacey, when you go into a game like this and you know how the bullpen is kind of worn out, is that in the back of your head and you just still have to go out and pitch?
No, you still have to go out and pitch. I mean, obviously, you know, having a doubleheader today, the bullpen is going to be, you know, tough and playing, you know, however many innings we played last night, you know. So, yeah, you want to go out and you know, get some length and, you know, help the team out.
See, why do you think you've had so much success on the road?
Have I? I don't know.
Like half a run over.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
I like pitching in New York.
Your velocity was up at home last start today, a couple 95s. Where's that coming from?
It's in there. It's just, you know, I have to kind of wait to use it. But, you know, I tried to throw a couple hard at the end of the game today. It's just max effort, though, so I can't pitch like that.
Joe said you wanted to go back out there for the seventh. Did you campaign hard for that?
I mean, hard enough, you know. I was tired, but, you know, I told him I can give him one more.
How significant has the last couple of games been? You guys obviously stopped a little bit going into the break, and then you have that walk-off loss on Friday, then string two in a row together.
Just shows you a lot about this team. You know, how tough we are, and, you know, obviously we did, you know, we struggled, you know, the last 2 weeks before the break. Tough loss on Friday night, and just to be able to come back and battle last night, really battle, and, you know, get a win last night and come out today. Feels good. You know, this is, you know, the core of this team, you know, are tough guys, and you know, we go out there and leave everything out on the field every night, and it shows up.
Getting that out of the place, it seemed like a big momentum play at the time, too.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can save a run, especially early in the game, I felt like that was a big play.
Didi Gregorius goes 2-for-4 with a home run in the Yankees' 3-0 victory over the Red Sox on Sunday. Here's what he had to say.
Well, clicking? Well, it has not been clicking for a while, but I felt good yesterday. I had a broken bat line drive short, and then a line drive to second. Felt pretty good, and then base hit after. So try to keep that same approach, and then keep putting good swings.
What's been different for you? Because you had mentioned the other day as well, it was nice to get something going. You had a little bit of a rough stretch. What have you been doing differently?
Nothing. Been doing everything the same thing. Why try to change? I've been working fine. Everybody goes through ups and downs, but you try to make it less as possible. So I'll try to look forward for the positive side of it.
When you get pitching like you did yesterday and today, does that allow guys to relax a little bit at the plate and not feel like, or no?
I mean, relax. You'll never relax because you're still playing the game. So only time you can relax when the game is over, like right now. So you still got to play hard.
Okay. does it change your approach at all?
No.
At the plate?
No.
You just played, whether you're down 5-0 or
yeah, you still got to play, yeah.
What did you see in CC stuff today?
He's spotting really good. You know, we had a little bit of struggle in the beginning, but after that, you know, kept doing the guys off balance, scuttering, change-ups away, just all over the place. And I think it was, what, 2 or 3 hits off of him? Means a lot, probably 6 innings.
Feels like, was it either last year or the year before, like in the ninth inning, you hit a ball really deep to right field and it got caught? And
2 years ago.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Is it a little payback today to kind of get that one just inside the pole? Or?
Nope. Okay. Why would it be a payback?
Well, like it evens out.
Yeah, I don't think, personally, I don't think things even out in this game. Because you're going to fail more than you'll be successful in this game. So when you accept that, just go look for it.
Dita, the bullpen had been a huge strength coming into the season. They had gone through a little bit of a rough stretch here lately, too. To see them get back on track the last 2 days, how much confidence do you think they have now moving forward?
I think they always have their confidence. They never lost their confidence. That's the best part of the game. If you lose your confidence, then you're in trouble. I don't think they lost their confidence. Just things didn't go the way they wanted, you know. So same thing as hitters, too. So you're not gonna go up there and get base hits every time. So you're not gonna go up there and strike out everybody every time. So just gonna learn how to come back from everything.
Nice to see them bounce back, though, the way they have the last two.
Yep, definitely, definitely. Same thing with us, too.
After this game,
I mean, I was late, the last one probably in here, but it was really good. You know, we get the first one, so get ready for the second one. But it's after a long game yesterday, and then got a W too, and that means a lot.
Game two of the doubleheader has Masahiro Tanaka on the hill for the Yankees. He'll square off against David Price.